I think for the role of GG, having been here in London now for almost 6 years, having watched Her Majesty the Queen as head of state of this country, as well as 15 others, including our own, Australia and Papua New Guinea, I don't think it's a role that we can think in political terms and say it should be a woman in that role now, or it should be so-and-so. I think it's quite an important role. If there is a woman suitable, and I thought Carol Kidu would have been suitable, yes. But I would have gone for Carol Kidu not because she's a woman, but because I think she's eminently suitable. I think Papua New Guinea needs to present itself in a manner which I think she would have done. So if your question is, should it be time now for a woman to take on that office? Only if we have a woman who is suitable and has all the attributes of a head of state, a person who understands global issues, a person who can relate on any global matter, not just Papua New Guinean domestic issues, because I've watched them here in 2012, all governors general were here for the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. I was among them at some point. They were all here again for the Queen's 90th birthday celebration. I was among them again. So I'm watching them. I'm listening to them. I'm seeing how they conduct themselves, how they present themselves, how they talk among themselves and to others around them. We need a person that can carry Papua New Guinea off, not only in Papua New Guinea, but in particular outside of Papua New Guinea. It's a supreme diplomat, shall we put it that way.
Essentially, you're saying that it needs to be the right person, the most qualified person, the person with the best skills. It shouldn't necessarily be a woman. It shouldn't be mandated or required that a woman be the Governor-General at this point.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And I thought Carol Kidu is best suited for the job. She's also known. She has some standing internationally, being a member representing Papua New Guinea in the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association. So she's known. She's known here in London.
If the situation were to arise in the future that a suitable, qualified woman became the Governor-General, what do you think that would mean for Papua New Guinea? Would it be an important symbol for Papua New Guinea, both within and without?
Yes, it would be. Most definitely it would be. For Papua New Guinea, it would mean that we have someone outstanding, considering the composition of parliaments so far, all being majority males. It would be a huge change in Papua New Guinea, the acceptance of a woman to be Governor General by a majority of men in parliament. That is a huge change. How would it be seen outside of Papua New Guinea? That change would be noticed, because Papua New Guinea and its attitude to women and its women and the struggle of the few young women in Papua New Guinea who are trying to get out, step out of the clutches of our customary beliefs and practices, that's not hidden from the world. The world knows it. It is something that the world would welcome as well. I think it would take Papua New Guinea a couple of steps out and into the international space, into a world that it is quite simple for women to hold this position. In the Caribbean, for example, as we speak, there are a couple of women governors general in the Caribbean. So if that were to be the case, if a woman becomes Governor General, yes, it would give out a message not only domestically but internationally that we are changing, and it would be such a quantum leap. Can you imagine what that would do for our young, not only women but men that are entering the workforce now and have future stretch out before them? It would be such a big step for young women in particular, to think that they can do anything, they can dream of any, to become anything.
Given the political reality, and you touched upon it, that the Governor-General is decided by Parliament, which is vastly male-dominated within a patriarchal society. Can you see it happening, having a female governor general anytime soon?
Yes. I think the current parliament, I probably know that half, maybe 50% of the current parliament. I would say that 50%, yes, would be open to considering a woman who, in their opinion, would represent Papua New Guinea well in that office.